The seminar was organized with the focus of repositioning the nation's port in a bid to make it attractive and competitive in the region. A member of the Nigerian Shippers Council representing the Executive Secretary, Barrison Hassan Bello, said the bottlenecks experienced in the nation's ports has led to cargo diversion to neighboring West African ports, and this affects the economy. A representative of the Director General of the Nigerian Maritime Administration and Safety Agency, NIMASA, Dr. Patrick Akpobolokemi, said reforms in the maritime sector can't function effectively without synergy from maritime regulators, and NIMASA was working towards ICP code compliance of ports in the country.
Our 159 ports in Nigeria, we have just about 8% of the ports that are ICP compliant. And that represents about 49 out of 159. But the good news about it is that our major ports are compliant with the ICP. We have to on this compliance factor of our ports. All the ports that are not compliant with the shutter.
Another maritime stakeholder, Major Henry Adetumobi, pointed out that a new port order should be characterized by reduced cost of operations at the port, effective and friendly customer service delivery, and improved port infrastructure.
The new order was approved by the port accessible. The port order is to customer service
Participants at the seminar said traffic congestion around the port area, multiple and duplicate functions of regulatory agencies operating at the port are among challenges hampering fast operations of businesses in the port, and this makes the port unattractive for maritime business. I am Tina Armstrong.